Welcome to this month's episode of the Plan Disney podcast. I'm your host, Amira Martin, a former Plan Disney panelist. And I have to say, being able to lay on a private island, on a beach, just relaxing has been one of the best things I've ever gotten to do in my whole life. So on this month's episode, we're going to be talking about Disney's private island, Castaway Cay. But first things first, let's meet our panelists joining us today. Hi, friends.
Hi. Hi.
So good to see you.
Happy to be here.
We have a lot to talk about when it comes to Castaway Cay. Let's do some introductions.
So sounds great.
Jana, would you like to start?
Happy to. My name is Jana. I'm happily married for 22 years and have two wonderful teen boys. And this is my first year at Plan Disney, and I'm glad to be a Walt Disney World specialist, but I absolutely love Disney Cruise Line. So excited to be here to talk about Castaway Cay, one of my favorite destinations. For people who don't know, Plan Disney is a group of regular Disney guests who enjoy Disney destinations, but also love sharing our love, knowledge, and expertise with guests who want to plan their own magical vacations. We are not Disney employees, but we are compensated for our time.
Absolutely. I love our Plan Disney family. And speaking of family, I see a classmate next to me. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Amira. So good to be here with you. I'm Diane from Alabama. I've been married to my wonderful husband, John, for 26 years, and we have two adult Disney-loving daughters that have been raised on Disney their whole lives, Katie, who's 24, and Kendall, who's 20. I've been a part of Plan Disney since 2014 with my classmate, Amira, and I've served through the years as a Disney Cruise Line specialist and also a Walt Disney World specialist. And because of that, my favorite trip is a land and sea adventure where you spend some time in the parks, some time on a cruise from Cinderella Castle to Sand Castles. Best way to go.
I agree.
That's my motto.
Okay, so there's so much to cover. So let's just jump right in. Now, for those who might not be familiar, what is Disney Castaway Cay?
So Castaway Cay is Disney's private island that is reserved exclusively for Disney Cruise Line guests. A visit to Castaway Cay is included in many of the itineraries from Florida that go to the Bahamas and the Caribbean. It's a gorgeous island made up of two main areas, the Castaway Family Beach and also Serenity Bay. And when you get there, there's a complimentary tram that will take you to all the areas of the beach. And for those with mobility issues, they do have trams that are wheelchair and scooter accessible, and they also have paved walkways throughout the island. When you first get off the ship, you'll be greeted by fresh towels. So make sure to grab those fresh towels to take with you for the day, as many as you need. And you don't have to worry about packing towels in your suitcase. That takes up a lot of room. So that's one of the great benefits, is they hand you fresh beach towels when you step off the ship.
I know you love that luxury too, Jana.
I love everything about Castaway Cay. One of the things, because, you know, I love Disney Cruise Line, but the Castaway Cay experience is like the cruise line experience. Mm-hmm. Everything that you come accustomed to with the great customer service, your cast and crew members are all with you, and everything is just an easy, relaxed, wonderful day where you can experience all the joys you have on the ship. The family time, the kid time, the adult time is all an extension, and you have a wonderful day at the beach.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so what are some of the things that we can see and do at Castaway Cay?
Well, as Diane mentioned, there are trams that take you off the ship and onto the islands, and one of the first stops is the family beach. And there are two family beaches available for guests to enjoy. What I love about it is their complimentary chairs and umbrellas. So as you grab your towel and head onto the beaches, the chairs are waiting for you. And so you could sit and relax and just enjoy the day. The beaches are really fun to just melt away and enjoy sunshine and some wonderful, wonderful beach time and salt air.
And they also have special fun areas for the kids. There's an in-the-ocean water slide area called Pelican Plunge with two big fun water slides the kids love to enjoy, put on their little life vests and run out there. It's always fun to sit on the beach and watch them doing that. There's also a water play area for the younger children called Spring a Leak.
It is a lot of fun. Now, my kids, as I said, I have teens, so we spend a lot of time at Indochade. And Indochade is a play area, which is lovely because, one, it's appropriately named. It is in the shade. And if you're in the hot sun, you get that nice, relaxing time to like cool off. But there's so much for kids to do. My kids love to go because their teens and the kids that they've met at Edge or Vibe are also hanging out in the shade. There is life-size chests and the foosball games and basketball and all these activities that you can do hanging out with your kids or without your kids or your kids alone really have this great opportunity to be very athletic and spend some time just moving around and getting out some of that energy while enjoying the fun shade of the day. There is also a lot of fun right around the corner from Into Shade.
That's right. If you're into recreation, speaking of recreation, there is a self-guided 5K run that you can do on Castaway Key. It takes you all around the island. It's well marked, the path. You just go to the start line, start on your own time whenever you get out to the island. You bring your own water bottle, or they do have disposable water cups at the water stations along the way. It takes you all through the beautiful paths of the island out to the tower. There's a lookout tower where you can look over the island if you have the legs to climb up in the middle of a 5K. My best advice is to take the tram to the beginning of the 5K so you don't wear out your legs before you start your run to give you the best time at the end. When you're done, you stop at the bike rentals shop and they will give you a complimentary 5K medal for finishing that. And another fun fact is you finish really close to a little smoothie shop called Olaf Summertime Free. So reward yourself with a smoothie at the end of the race.
Well, I love running and wish I shared that passion with my kids. They don't have it. So while we're out running the Castaway Key 5K, they enjoy Scuttle's Cove, which is an area reserved for kids 3 to 10 years old. But if you have older kids as well, there's the Teen Hideout, which is a great place where all the kids who have hung out and really got to know each other at Vibe can go and hang out at the Teen Hideout.
Another fun thing on the island is character appearances. I know we all want to get our pictures made with our favorite Disney characters. Amira, I know that you love Daisy Duck.
I love her.
She's there. She's there. So it's really fun to go and find your favorite Disney characters out on the island. They have brand new island outfits that just debuted in March. So they're looking spiffy out there and very island vibe to their new outfits. I love it. You can find all kind of Disney characters throughout the island and just check the Disney Cruise Line Navigator app for the appearance times during the day where you can find your favorite Disney friends.
And my favorite, speaking of character experiences, are the dance parties. So there are lots of opportunities to stop and pose and get your picture made with your favorite Disney characters, the dance parties, where you get to dance with them.
You get to dance with Daisy.
So you get to, you dance with them as an adult, or you step back and watch your kids just have those immersive, interactive experiences. Like you go on a cruise and you come back and say, I got to dance with Donald Duck.
I know.
Like,
it's so fun.
Chip and Dale, it is so much fun just to be able to have those real life, interactive, spontaneous moments with your favorite Disney characters. And speaking of, sometimes when you walk off the cruise ship, you may find Captain Jack Sparrow. Oh. Look for him. I mean, you think about it. There's so many chances throughout Disney destinations to have your picture made with Jack Sparrow, but a pirate of the Caribbean in the Caribbean.
Yes.
You do not miss the chance to take that photo.
Okay, so you've talked about activities and entertainment on the family beach. Can we talk a little bit more about food at the family beach?
Talk about food, my favorite topic. Of course we can. At Castaway Key, there are two options near the family beach, Cookies and Cookies 2 Barbecue. These are included as part of your cruise fare, so you can just stop by on the way from the beach or the way on the way from Into Shade and grab some fantastic barbecue. They have the best corn on the cob and muffins, and my kids love it because the chocolate chip cookies are the size of their head. They hold them up and get the picture of the cookie right by their face to show just how big they are. There are also Coca-Cola and water available at a beverage station, so you're easily able to get something to drink to go with your lunch, but also to refill and take with you to the beach or to your other activities. There is also that soft serve ice cream that you love so much on the Disney Cruise Line ship is carried with you onto the island. So when you're at Castaway Key, you have the option of having all of the soft serve ice cream you want.
My family's favorite. It's our first stop when we step on board the ship as we go straight up to the pool deck and get us some soft serve ice cream. And then once we arrive on Castaway Key, we look forward to that dessert after our lunch. And sometimes they'll have a special flavor like banana that they don't usually serve on the ship every day.
So blueberry.
Or blueberry.
I look for the blueberry. Yes. Oh, yes.
So, and also, if you have dietary restrictions, you can place your order the night before, and then they'll have your meal ready for you at Castaway Key.
Wow, that's a good tip.
So we've told you about the family beach.
Mm-hmm.
Have you wondered where the adults go?
I have wondered where the adults go.
If you're just on a girls' trip with just your best girlfriends and you want to go and have some adult time, or just you and your husband, the kids are in the youth clubs and you want to go have your adult time on the beach, there's Serenity Bay. And it's the perfect name because it is the most serene, beautiful beach. The water there is just turquoise blue and very shallow in some parts. So you can just kind of hang out, take your drink out there and just kind of hang out with your people. You can get a cabana massage for an additional cost out there, which I did on one trip, which was amazing with the sea air coming in. And it's just the ultimate pampering experience to have a cabana massage at the adult beach. They also have complimentary beach chairs and umbrellas, just like the family beaches. They have their own lunch location and an adult exclusive Castaway Air bar in the area.
Oh, now what if we're on Serenity Bay and it's lunchtime?
So for adults, they have a special location for lunch where they can go enjoy Serenity Barbecue. And it is a barbecue lunch with maybe a few exclusive items just for the adults, such as steak or other exclusive items. And they also have my favorite thing, the soft serve ice cream machine, all you can eat.
There are adult beverages available for purchase so that you are able to stop by Conked Out or Dig In and get a nice, refreshing beverage that will accompany your lunch, but also just give you that nice little refreshment throughout your day to be able to go and have a Mai Tai, little pina colada, right, as you're feeling very tropical.
Oh, yes, you have to.
And speaking of that, you did mention Jack Sparrow earlier. You can see him on the adult beach at Serenity Bay.
Oh, really?
I was there with my girlfriends for a cruise. We were relaxing with our drinks on the beach. And who came swaggering down the sand but Captain Jack Sparrow? We didn't know if he was looking for the rum or if he was looking for friends. But it's a fun experience. Sometimes you may see a Disney character at the adult beach, too. The characters aren't just for the kids.
Okay. Now, you guys have talked about all the amazing things about Castaway Key, but I actually had the chance to speak with a cast member from the Disney Cruise Line team. So let's check that out. Pilar, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Okay, now, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with Disney Cruise Line?
Yes, my name is Pilar. I'm originally from Venezuela, and I've been working with Disney for 14 years. Out of those, 10 years have been with Disney Cruise Line, which is one of my favorite brands in the world.
Oh, goodness. I love it. Okay, so what makes Disney Castaway Key a unique port of call?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. Well, the Bahamas is beautiful. Mm-hmm. We all know the Bahamas is such a beautiful destination. The beaches are pristine, and the people are amazing. Combine the Bahamas with Disney, and you really have the perfect destination, and that is Disney Castaway Key, which is the private island of Disney. The only way to get there is through a Disney ship. Mm. That's the only way you can get there. But what it makes it the perfect destination is that you really have something for everyone at Castaway Key. If you go with your family, you want to spend the day at the beach with your family and do all the different beach activities, you absolutely can.
Yes.
But if you want to have your little space, kids have their own areas where they can just enjoy, have fun, meet with the other children, have different activities that are specific for them. But you as an adult, you can go to a Serenity Bay, which is an area that is only for adults, that the beach is absolutely pristine, turquoise waters, you can swim, you can just relax, have a couple of drinks, and then get together again as a family. I think that just creates Castaway Key as a unique destination because it really, you can say everyone had the perfect day at the beach.
Oh, yes. And who doesn't love a perfect day at the beach? Oh, my gosh. Now, can you share a bit about the island preservation work at Castaway Key?
Yes. And that is something I'm super proud of, to be able to represent a brand that takes care of the environment. Mm-hmm. So we at Disney really take that very seriously. We have a team of scientists that take care of animals, science, and the environment. And since 2007, we've been working with the Bahamas to help with the coral reefs.
Oh, wow.
And there's a lot of effort to help preserve the coral reef. We're so proud that we're able to help the Bahamas to take care of their environment. Not only that, if you look at Castaway Key, you'll see that a lot of that area is underdeveloped or not developed at all, which means it's green. The areas that our guests are in there is a smaller area. So we're trying to preserve the whole island as it is in nature. Also, we have a small group of people that stay there overnight. We have solar panels, so about 70% of the electricity that we consume, either because our crew stays overnight or because our guests are in the island and we need to provide some services, that is produced by solar power. So we really are trying and really providing a lot of time, effort, and teams to help preserve the environment.
Oh, my goodness. That is so interesting that so much is powered by solar power. So
yes, yes. And if you see around property in Walt Disney World, a lot of the efforts are also driven by solar power.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to go back and check that out.
Yes, yes.
Now, describe your perfect day at Castaway Key.
Ooh, my perfect day is always the first thing I do as I get out of the ship really early because I want to spend all the time that I can at the island. I get my towels, which are included, so I don't really need to bring anything with me except my swimsuit and my sunglasses and my sunscreen. I get my towels. I walk to a beach. I like a hammock, so I try to look and find an area that has a hammock in there. So we leave our stuff there, and then the family takes off. My kids go on and do the water slides, or they rent the bikes and go around the island. My husband and I, we love to snorkel.
Oh.
So there's a beautiful snorkeling lagoon, and it's specifically for snorkeling. So it doesn't matter if you're like a beginner or you're an expert, you are going to have fun. Underneath the water, a lot of treasure that you can find there, like Statue of Minnie Mouse or ships that are in the bottom of the ocean. So it's a lot of fun. Then we regroup together. We go eat. We don't have to go back to the ship. There's two beautiful areas with delicious food that's included. So we go eat together as a family. And then we split again. And I really like to end the day just sitting in the sand or getting inside the ocean and just looking as the sun is coming down and be one of the last people to stay in the beach because it really is an area that you want to maximize.
I love that. So Castaway Key, open to close.
Open to close. That's how I say it. And that's why I tell everybody, spend the whole day in Castaway Key. Maximize your day there.
Oh, okay. I will do it. I actually want to snorkel the next time that I'm there. So that's good to hear.
You have to.
I've never done it before.
You don't need to bring your equipment. You can rent the equipment there and it's super easy. And you can either follow a specific trail that we have for snorkelers or you can go on your own. And it's just the discovery of all these sunken treasures is so much fun.
Oh, goodness.
You have to do that.
It's on my list.
Yes.
Now, can you tell us about a hidden gem on Castaway Key that should not be missed?
My favorite hidden gem, there's a lot. There's a lot. There's a lot of little areas that you walk around and you discover, and there's always something that you can see. Oh, there's a Disney touch in here. My favorite one is a tower that you walk upstairs in the tower, and then you can see all the island.
Oh, wow.
And that's where you can see the beautiful Castaway Key, the pristine beaches, even the areas that guests cannot be around. That's where you can see it. You can either walk there or you can rent a bike and go with the bike. My favorite thing to do is to rent the bike because not only I get to go to the tower and really enjoy my time and maximize it, but I go to other areas on Castaway Key and I get to spend some time by myself in nature. So absolutely, I recommend everyone rent the bike and explore.
Oh, goodness. Okay. The tower, and I haven't ridden a bike, so
You have a lot of things to do next time you go.
You're filling up my list.
Yes, yes. And it's so much fun to just ride the bikes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. It's on my list. All right. One last question for you.
Yes.
Do you have any final advice for guests visiting Castaway Key for the very first time?
Well, come prepare to spend a full day of fun. Mm. Again, maximize your day. I know staying at a beach in the water, it's just so tempting not to move and just sit there, right? Because that's what I want to do. But it's your first time. Go explore. Go find out the different corners and areas. Let your kids try the kids' areas. They're going to love it. My favorite memory is of my daughter when she was around five. She was in the kids' clubs, and they had they were digging some bones, whale bones. Oh. It's a game they have. And she was digging, and all of a sudden, who comes? Nobody else but Mickey Mouse. And she is such a Mickey fan. He just gets down in his knees and starts digging with her. Oh. And I have so many pictures of that. And every time I see it, I just go back to that moment where she couldn't believe that her hero, Mickey, was just playing in the sand with her. So do those things, right? And adults, go to the adults area. You're going to enjoy it. Reconnect again as adults and as a family. I always say that I love Castaway Key because it helps me relax and disconnect, but it helps me reconnect with my family. And at the end of the day, you're going to have dinner in one of our restaurants on the ship. And I guarantee you, you're going to be talking about what you did during the day. And that's going to be your whole conversation because everyone will have had so much fun.
Oh, goodness. Pilar, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. This is such a great conversation.
Oh, you gave us so many tips and I'm excited to get back on Castaway
Key. Get back and do all those activities. You're going to have fun.
Welcome back. Now, for those joining us, can you remind us what Plan Disney is, Diane?
Plan Disney is a group of Disney-loving people that come from all walks of life that like to share tips from our experiences on Disney vacations with other guests, and we are compensated for our services.
That sounds great, and we are, and it's an amazing family. I just love it. Now, we covered so many things that you can do at Castaway Key, and it sounds like a lot is included in the cost of your cruise, but there are some other ways to see the island, right?
There sure are. And one of my family's favorite is bike rentals. We love to rent just a fleet of bikes for the family and take off and go see the island. There's parts of the island that you get to see that you can't get to any other way. There's a beautiful, at the end of the bike trail, photo op with the ocean behind you. It's just gorgeous. Some of my favorite family pictures were taken there. And it's just a nice, peaceful way to see the island. About halfway through the bike trail, you'll find there's a lookout tower that you can go up and take pictures and just kind of see an overview of the whole island. It's just beautiful. And you're working off some of those, you know, wonderful meals and snacks that you've had on board the ship.
I am a mermaid and I just love being in the water. So I'm so excited at the family beach time that there are also opportunities to go snorkeling. So you can stop by flippers and floats and gills, fins, and boats to get snorkeling equipment and go out in the water. You can bring your own, but also you can enjoy the convenience of just knowing if you decide on the spur of the moment you want to rent some equipment to go snorkeling, it's there for you to rent. Then when you're out in the water, there are these hidden treasures. So you think about it. You see people out snorkeling. You have to put on a yellow vest so that you have that security from the people being able to see you. But you are out swimming and you don't see from the shore, the people snorkeling are finding all these great little hidden treasures. Now, I have found Minnie Mouse. My goal is to find other statues hidden under the water at Castaway Key.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe there's statues hidden underneath the water.
Isn't it amazing?
It's so
like
amazing.
This whole world. Like as Ariel says, right? There's a whole new world you do not know that is there until you go snorkeling and have your goggles on and are able to see it. One of my favorite things to do is renting a paddleboard.
Oh.
I know. It's a new thing that I've learned to love. Like the first time I went paddleboarding, I'm like, this is amazing. But at Gills, Fins, and Boats, you can rent all types of paddle boats and aqua trikes and banana boats and spend some time burning off those calories. Oh my gosh, getting your steps in a different way on the water.
Or you can just relax and get an inner tube and just float. That's more
true.
My speed.
Yes. Yeah.
I like to just float.
You like to float. I love the paddleboard. I have learned that paddleboarding is one way to be just zen on the water while you're balancing. You get a good yoga workout, work out your core. But it is really just this most peaceful thing to be standing. And then you can actually look beyond the reef. You can see so much and take the time just to paddle out there standing up. It is amazing.
There's also lots of other things you can do, lots of other adventures. One time we went out on a banana boat ride where they pull you on a big yellow float and they pull you fast through the ocean. I will give my favorite tip for that one. Don't wear a ball cap. Mine is at the bottom of the ocean somewhere. But it's a really fun, fast, exhilarating ride. And that was super fun. Another one that I think we've both done is parasailing.
Oh, that's on my list.
Amazing. We both have kind of different, like my favorite thing about it is just how peaceful it is in the air.
But I love getting on. I'm a thrill seeker. So my favorite, my family would not go with me. So they're on the decks filming from the cruise ship, me at my parasailing. But that whole moment that it just swoops you up into the air and you're just like on a boat and all of a sudden you just have that exhilarating thrill. And then you can look out and see all of Castaway Key. One of mine, because I was by myself and didn't have my family with me, ask another person on the boat to videotape with your iPhone so that you get that image, that video of you, the exhilaration that comes across your face when all of a sudden you are captured into the air and having this most thrilling experience on a very peaceful, serene beach.
And then once you're in the air, it's so quiet up there and it's just beautiful and just taking it all in, and you can see the ship and you can see the island, and it's just a peaceful, beautiful moment. So I encourage, if you're not afraid of heights, parasailing is my favorite port of venture.
I love that you both are hitting on two things that I love, peacefulness and thrill seeking. So
I get to have both.
Okay. So now it's officially at the top of my list to go parasailing next time I'm on Castaway Key.
Totally recommend it.
Now, just a reminder, port adventures do come at an extra cost and they do require making reservations ahead of time. So once your cruise is paid in full, you can make reservations online. Or if you want to wait until you get on the ship and kind of think about it, you can go to the Port Adventures desk. They can talk you through what's available and what might be the best port adventure for you.
If you're a fan of the podcast, you know that I love a commemorative keepsake. Is there any at Castaway Key that I can get that's kind of an exclusive merchandise just for the private island?
There are so many places and opportunities to buy exclusive Castaway Key merchandise. There are two shops. She sells seashells and everything else, and by the seashore. Here you can get t-shirts, hats. My personal favorite is getting a beach towel. Mm. Yeah, so then when you're at the pool the rest of the summer, you can pull out your Castaway Key and be transported back to the island. There is also exclusive Castaway Key 5K merchandise.
Oh.
So as you run your races, just like you would at any other city, you stop by and get your Castaway Key 5K t-shirt that you can purchase on the island and have your race day shirt.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I get a reward for running on a beach and then I get to go commemorate that.
You get to
with
buy a
new
t-shirt,
wardrobe
t-shirt to brag about it.
And you have bragging rights all around.
That's true. That's true. And I love any type of new wardrobe material. So
exactly.
My favorite keepsake though is a Christmas ornament. Aww. I collect Christmas ornaments from vacations. And one of my favorite ones that I got on our last cruise, it's an Olaf and on a Castaway Key ornament, but he's made of sand.
Oh.
And I love him so much. He's always front and center on my Christmas tree. And I'm also a magnet person. I'm one of those people with the fridge that has all the memories on the fridge. And so a Castaway Key magnet is something that I really like to look for each time. Another fun souvenir that you can actually send home to someone is if you bring a postcard, you can stop by. There's a post office on Castaway Key. You can get stamps at the guest services desk on the ship, or there are certain hours that the post office is open on the island. Mm-hmm. You just need to check those hours. It won't be open the entire day that you're there, but you can mail a postcard home from Castaway Key with a Castaway Key postmark on it, or mail it to yourself. So, after you get home from your cruise, you get a little reminder of the fun that you had on Castaway Key.
Oh, I love that so much. So many different ways to commemorate such a
Absolutely.
Fun day.
Absolutely. And if you wanted to, they also have sand buckets and pails and things that your child can play with. Or you can play with while you're on Castaway Key to make the day fun. So you have those exclusive things to bring home, but also opportunities to get what you need to really make the most of your day.
Oh, goodness. I'm just relaxed just listening to the two of you give me all these tips and all these new ideas for the next time I get to visit Castaway Key. Now, listen, I've learned so much from the two of you, so much. But sadly, it's almost time for us to go, which makes me so sad. I don't want to let you go. I know you have so much more to share.
We have a place to go, though, right?
We
now have a to-do list.
Technically, we do have a place to go. But before I let you go, Would you like to do a little lightning round?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yay. Now, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and I want you to give me a quick response, all right? So it's the first thing that pops into your head. Don't overthink it.
Okay.
Okay? So, Jana, we'll start with you, and then we'll go to Diane. Okay, here we go. Your top tip for visiting Castaway Key for the first time?
For me, it's to bring a water bottle so that you always have that hydration. It's tropical, so you want to be able to stay hydrated, and having a water bottle means that you can go out and explore the entire island and enjoy knowing that you have your beverage and can stay hydrated.
Mine is to arrive hungry because that barbecue lunch is amazing and you want to save room for ice cream.
A hidden gem on Castaway Key that is not to be missed.
For me, it's the observation deck. Because you walk up and you can see the entire island, and it just gives you this nice perspective, but also just this very calming. It just makes it part of the whole day to be able to go out and have a little bit of time to go and see the entire island from the observation deck.
Mine is to, if you have time, find a hammock and get in a hammock and take a little island nap. Now, I almost didn't want to share that because the hammocks are limited and you kind of have to seek them out and find them, but they are in little niches around the island. So, you know, if you see me coming, just know I'm coming for your hammock. No, but it's very fun to go and just take a little moment to relax in a hammock on the island.
Now, an activity at Castaway Key that the whole family will enjoy.
For me and my family, it's the glass bottom boat scenic voyage. So you have the opportunity to get on a boat and go, it's glass bottom. So you actually go beyond the reef and can see fish. And you just have that great quality time as a family together enjoying a port adventure.
Mine would be the bike ride. We love the bike ride. We've done it on every single visit to Castaway Key. It's my favorite.
An experience that's perfect for an adults-only getaway.
Well, obvious is Serenity Bay, right? But renting a float and having a drink and just forgetting the whole world for a little while in the water at Serenity Bay is the ideal adult escape at Castaway Key.
Mine is the ultimate pampering of the cabana massage. So relaxing.
A port adventure that's on your bucket list.
My bucket list would be a repeat of parasailing. It was so much fun. I think I could do it, and it will still remain a bucket list item for me.
Ditto. I would love to go parasailing again. Every experience is a little different, but so amazing.
Okay. Any final advice for visiting Castaway Key?
They are limited itineraries, but they're called double dips. Oh. I had the chance to do a Castaway Key double dip, which meant we got to visit it twice on one cruise. That would be my advice to anybody booking one, to don't go once, go twice. Look for the double dips.
That is a good one. We've done one of those and it was amazing.
It's amazing.
Mine would be to get up early, get off the ship, go to the island early, start your day early, spend as much time on the island as you can, because literally you'll want to live there. It's wonderful. And be the last one to go back on the ship. When you see the cast members emptying the towel bins, that's your signal that they're cleaning up and it's time for you to maybe head back to the ship for dinner. Also to take a photo in front of the ship, because you'll have a full view of the ship from Castaway Key and it's beautiful to take a photo right there as you're getting back on.
All good answers. Thanks so much for tuning into this month's episode of the Plan Disney Podcast. Look for a new episode of the Plan Disney Podcast every third Wednesday of the month. And if you're enjoying the podcast, leave us a review. In the meantime, if you're looking for more Disney planning tips and insights, be sure to follow Plan Disney Panel on Instagram. And if you have a question of your own, stop by plandisney.com to ask. The panelists will be happy to answer it for you. You can also find the latest news on the Disney Parks blog. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you real soon.